reality right now, natural quality is enough in a day, every day, until at any moment there can be moment of understanding. It happened to be this now, but it is hurt and hurt and hurt. It's like keep in mind, keep in mind, keep in mind, to be conditioned.
The first time when she listened to your teaching, she argued a lot.
everyone.
Yeah.
I used the Buddha's word. This is what he enlightened. The truth of every moment, everything. Just follow him by listening and listening. So condition for understanding is there anytime when there is the understanding. That's why it's very difficult even for the Buddha to become enlightened. So we follow his path until it's not I who understand, because they are realities.
Còn coi như là mới đây con vẫn còn cái tâm con vẫn còn cãi bà luôn.
Very recently that I still have the argument with your teaching.
Now or before?
Vẫn còn cãi.
Even a few days ago. Even a few days ago.
And now.
Bây giờ thì sao? Bây giờ thì không cãi
nữa. Now agree.
Yeah. Giống như cái mấy bữa trước là như vậy.
So before she think that it had to have time to, you know, to sit down, to reflect about it, to contemplate. Otherwise, she would afraid that the mind would go everywhere. That was her thinking before. That
yes. And what is she doing when she try to think about something when she sit? Because you said that she disagree, so she take time to sit and do what?
Có thời gian là coi như là cái ngồi lại rồi ngồi thời gian một khoảng.
Before she thought that she had to sit down for an hour,
for what?
Silently in silence and calm down,
not understanding anything.
And now, any idea about sitting silently at all?
No.
Or when listening to what is being said about dharmas, any idea of trying to catch dharmas?
Oh, hồi đó thì có, bây giờ hết rồi.
I used to, but now I don't have that idea anymore.
So it has to be the really
natural way, not even trying to understand or trying to catch visible object or anything, just very natural.
Tiến sâu vào cái bộ vi diệu pháp đó.
Sometimes when I hear your teaching, I have the wish to study more of the Abhidhamma, to listen more of the, to learn from the teachers who teaching Abhidhamma, to understand more. But I also have the doubt that whether there's so many things to learn in the Abhidhamma.
Actually, now.
What we are talking about, like seeing now, is Abhidhamma. Seeing is Abhidhamma at this moment.
An invisible object that's seen now.
This is Abhidhamma, the subtle Dhamma.
All the realities
that Ajahn's been talking about in daily life now, each one is Abhidhamma. So this is actually the study of Abhidhamma.
Không thể nào mà buông ra đây để đi được.
So that's why more and more I'm interested in Ajahn's teaching, and I would, very keen to participate or arrange my time to participate in all the discussion.
Otherwise, people think that Abhidhamma means learning lots of numbers and details in the text, and even though it can be helpful to read and consider more, Abhidhamma has to be about understanding reality at this moment in daily life.
Until now that I realize that.
Otherwise, there's no way to get rid of the idea of I practicing or trying to catch realities or trying to get understanding. This is the point. Or I am sitting, or this is my body. So that's why it has to be understanding of what is real at this very moment to really get rid of those ideas of me and my posture and my body and I can do anything.
Lần mà trong những cuốn sách thì thật sự là quá khó.
So what she appreciates is through the teaching of you and Sarah, it makes it easier for her to assess. It could be very difficult for her to read the book because it's many things in the books. But here she can understand and see that it's in daily life.
It's now Dhamma or Abhidhamma.
Bây giờ đang là pháp. It's Dhamma.
Right. Means reality, whatever is real.
Có những cái khoảnh khắc hiện tại nghe cái thấy nó thay đổi liên tục đó là pháp.
So if before I would think that I have to finish reading or studying the whole book of Abhidhamma or have to study meditation to a certain level, then I can understand about Dhamma. But now with your teaching, is make it simplify for her to understand that Dhamma, understand Dhamma can be now.
Because it's so very subtle, that's why it has the word Abhidhamma. Even in the sutta, it's so very subtle too. That's why it does mean that sutta is not Abhidhamma. Each of the teachings must be so very subtle. That's why each Dhamma is Abhidhamma, and his teaching is Abhidhamma, no matter in Vinaya Sutta. Because when we read about the Vinaya, it's all about different degrees of kilesa for everyone. The good behavior is not just for the monk. So you can behave like anything that you can do, no matter how many sila you have. Not necessary to count, but more than 8, because when you follow the Vinaya, more sila, because the Vinaya is sila for monks and nuns. To be remembered as they live monk's life, they shouldn't do such and such thing, which is very strong kilesa. But all good behaviors are not limited only for monks and nuns. Anyone can follow. When you follow, you have more than 8 or 10 precepts. But when you don't follow, you don't have apatti, like monks.
For the monks, they have apatti, when breaking the precepts, because this is the monk's life. Apatti is like fault, or how do we translate it? Like different degrees of apatti, or when one doesn't follow the precepts.
Break the rule. For monks, they cannot break the rule, but for lay people, you can follow as many as you like. They have one word in Vinaya for apatti. I forgot that.
Phần nền phát triển về tám giới.
This is wonderful for a lay person. Beyond the 5 precepts, should we observe more, like to 8 precepts?
No, limited for good deeds, yes, or kusala moment, depending on understanding. For example, monk shouldn't speak loudly as a rule, but for lay people, it's not a rule. But one can see that if one speaks loudly, one disturbs the others. So it's like international etiquette. So anyone can follow Vinaya, not limited to only monks and nuns, because those moments are kusala. So all the teachings are so very subtle, because it's the behavior of citta and cetasika right now. At moment of seeing, there is no kusala and akusala, because it's only the behavior of that which arises to see only. But after that, the accumulation of akusala so strong that it can condition akusala right then after seeing. That's why Buddha thought about different degrees of akusala after moment of seeing. The very subtle and unknown kilesa is attachment to that which is seen unknowingly now. And it grows more when there are more attachment, until one realizes there is attachment to something strong or weak. For example, there is attachment to this, right? If this is not seen, no attachment to this, because it has seen. So in the day, people do not realize that how much kilesa is there after the moment of seeing and hearing and experiencing through the sense doors. But when it's wrong, you can realize, for example, do you like that better than this? The bowl? Or Do you like this? Better than this. By then, you can understand the moment of being attached, not you. All realities are so true. Oh. They are not anyone. From very slight moment until the strong moment of attachment. Very slight. And this is the teaching of the Buddha for everyone who has accumulation to conditioned moment of being able to hear his teachings, not for everyone. And next moment is unknown all the time. But it is conditioned to arise like now, from moment to moment. That's why no one can do anything, no matter you sit in silence. No, understand the teachings of the Buddha. Yeah. When there's no understanding of the teachings, it means that you don't know Buddha. You just talk about the one, you just pay respect to the one that you do not really understand or know him. Until there is the understanding of his teaching little by little, then you get closer and closer to see and to know him and to respect to the one you know. When everyone knows Buddha, it means that one understands his teaching correctly. Because it took quite a long, long time to develop the parami in order to become the Sammasambuddho. Because of his great compassion that he shouldn't become enlightened alone, he better have great wisdom in order to teach the others too. So at moment of understand his teaching, like everything is real, it's a reality. Not hearing, not understanding before that even right now, whatever appears is real, is a reality. By then, at moment of understanding is the way, the best way to pay respect to his compassion, his purity, and his great wisdom. Otherwise, in your life, there would be never understanding any word of the teaching because you don't know that now it's his teaching. Anytime, anywhere, who understands the teachings know that his teachings is at any time, in and around. You have respect. He hurt his wife, so that's not right. When there is a reciting of kusala, they shouldn't be doing something hurt the other.
Yes, but if you say like to have a happy, maybe they, because the couple, they are not happy, living happy together. So how can they just improve?
That is only excuse. As long as one is husband and wife, one should care and behave the right thing as wife or husband.
Did she say about that example when you said what about the man is behaving badly?
She said it's not. As long as they are husband and wife, should care about his wife. So that's why I asked Archan, because he said, oh, why don't you like me doing what he like or whatever? But it's not always.
If it's certain, like if it's letting, that, like reading the paper or taking an interest, that's one thing. But if it's something so serious,
because
one cannot be like that.
That's why maybe I want to extend to the topic about Sila.
If it's just like some strong interest in politics or football, it's different. It's not the one that causes damage to others.
But as good then, what can one do?
One can still have to be the understanding.
And always be good friends.
Be good friends and understanding and try to help according to the circumstances. Try to find a way to help, thinking of the other rather than oneself.
useful for them rather than oneself. But of course it's very difficult, and it doesn't mean that you always live in the same place, like a doctor that's serious gambling or something, but you still act like a good friend or try to help
them anywhere, anytime, if they're all person.
But to be a good friend, you also need understanding.
Understanding of
the it all depends on the accumulation of good wisdom you have.
And understanding conditions more.
But because usually people think about my life, my happiness. At that moment, it is attachment. It does not purify citta at all. Only Kusala Muni can do. So it's your own benefit to be good person, to be good friend.
It's funny, really. We think that to be happy, one follows what's own feeling or looks for, what will make one happy, but actually, more and more to satisfaction. And one thinks that if one is the understanding person and thinks of the other, then one will be more unhappy. But actually, it's the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
When one thinks of the other and has more metta, one lives more happily. But when one thinks of one's own pleasant feeling or trying to arrange things as one would like, as we do most of the day, it always leads to discontent and slack. It never works out the way we would like it to be.
So don't think about your own life at this point.
How can you?
Very, very gradually. That clinging is so deeply rooted to me and my family. Same for all of us. It's helpful for me to
good Kusala needs courageous to be as conditions. Be courageous to be good friend. It's impossible to change the other's accumulation.
Change their interests.
By then you feel very good, happy. Being not disturbed by the word or the whatever is seen and heard, because it conditions one's own kilesa, not the others. And that's the teaching of the Buddha, because he taught for our sake, our goodness, to develop. Each and every moment is like a test or the examination. Each and present moment is like a test for one's understanding.
It's like a test.
Exam.
Like if there's a little present feeling.
Not only this life, more life to be.
Yes. So we've been up and down, many years and years.